What's going on, Anchor FM listeners and users? This is Ronan Joe Genji, representing Ronan Joe Chronicles, and I am back with another episode. I got another article from Bloody Disgusting. This is an article from last year. I've been holding off on it, but, you know, now I think it's the perfect time to really talk about it. Anyway, the title of the article is 4-issue comic book miniseries Transformers versus the Terminator coming next year, which is this year, 2020. So we're here now. We're just waiting for it to arrive. I'm already intrigued and I'm already interested and I'm already sold on this. The Transformers versus the Terminator? Let's see what this article is all about. Anyway, as I always say, make sure you follow and check out Bloody Disgusting for concrete news in the subgenre, mainly horror. They've been dipping into other avenues, but Bloody Disgusting is the go-to website for movie news and horror entertainment and other subgenres. Shout outs to Bloody Disgusting. Check them out, man. Anyway, let's get into this article. Comics have long been mashing together properties in ways that Hollywood would never allow. Those are facts. And up next, the Transformers and Terminator franchise are set to collide on the page. The Hollywood Reporter reports today that the 4-issue mashup miniseries Transformers vs. the Terminator is headed our way next spring, courtesy of IDW Publishing and Dark Horse Comics. Before I go any further, make sure you follow and support the work of IDW Publishing and Dark Horse Comics. They're doing killer storytelling and killer issues and a lot of new mainstream independent content out there. Make sure you follow them on social media too. They're doing a lot of great things in the comic book universe right now. And I think this is just a prime example of things that they're working on and things that they're capable of doing. With that being said, all right, back to the article. The miniseries event, written by David Mariette, John Barber, and Tom Waltz, and featuring art by Alex Mullane, is described as an epic crossover that revisits the concepts of alien invasion and time-traveling resistance fighters, but twists them in unexpected ways. Check out some of the art below, and expect issue number 1 in March 2020. Okay, all right, cool. And I'm looking at some of the art here, and it just looks beautiful and haunting, man. Like, this is crazy. What comic writer in the editing room said, let's do a crossover between Transformers and Terminator? Like, whose brain was working that weekend, like, to just come up with that? That's crazy. Oh, man, I'm just looking at the artwork right now. Some really cool artwork. Definitely, follow this news though, but that's pretty much the article. But yeah, I got a lot to say on this. First of all, IDW Publishing and Dark Horse Comics are well known for their gritty, more adult oriented storytelling adventures. They focus mainly on like neo-noir, detective noir, supernatural horror, dark fantasy elements, and maybe like a lot of crossover events and stuff like that. Dark Horse and IDW are known for their crossovers and like supernatural subgenres of storytelling, and they do them extremely very well. I've read a few, haven't read them all, but I've read a few, and I'm a unique follower of that company and what they bring to the table. This right here is a culmination of an imagination, something someone thought about and said, what can we do that we will never see on the big screen? And Transformers and Terminator kind of came up. And I love the idea of an alien invasion merging in a world with time travel and resistance fighters. So essentially, you have, you know, Autobots and Decepticons from the planet of Cybertron going head up with the resistance, company, Skynet, if you will. I guess they're a company. They're not treated like that, but they're like the empire and like the evil, you know, highly advanced corporation. Yeah, so you could say company, evil, highly advanced company, corporation, whatever. You got Cybertron, Autobots, and Decepticons going up against Skynet. There's a story in there, and I think just right off the bat, that could work because you're doing one thing that the movies have never really done. you're focusing on the invasion. You're showing the resistance, and you're showing highly advanced robots trying to protect and keep what's left of their race and protect, you know, the leader, the matrix of leadership and the Allspark. I'm assuming those elements are going to play a key factor into this crossover. When you talk about the Allspark and the cosmic cube and things like that, there has to be some type of device where the resistance fighters see that machines are going haywire, and not only do they have to worry about T-800s coming to terminate them, no pun intended, but now they have to worry about malfunctioning Autobots and Decepticons who may not be on their side, but could, you know, given the right program or hacking devices. I think it just lends itself to a great sci-fi action horror tale with somewhat of an adventure in there. And the only thing I can see pulling this as an adventure is the factor of the Transformers being there. But when you talk about not only Terminator, but the Transformers being in an invasion story, and then, you know, dealing with time travel, that's a survival story in itself. Now you've made the playing field even bigger, and you made more obstacles and more challenges amongst the humans to overcome now. I think this is a great idea, and I know this will never happen, but when I hear stuff like this going on in the comic book realm and in the comic book universe of readers, it just makes me wonder, why don't they think like this when it comes to movies? Instead of worrying about how people are going to perceive it, will people accept it, and will people watch it, comic book writers and illustrators don't give a freak about what people think. They fucking put the story on pen and paper and let it go and just release it. And what happens, happens. I love that approach because it's like a risky experimentation. But it's a ballsy move too. And if more screenwriters and stuff like that and directors did things like this, that would be interesting, because you're not messing with any particular timeline. All you're doing is further expanding the canon. And with Terminator and Transformers, they've been treated with so much love and respect when you talk about comic book mythology and comic book series, animated shows, video games, anime shows, mangas, hardcover books. IDW and Dark Horse really understand what the Transformers is all about and how the journey between the Autobots and Decepticons are narratives within themselves. We're not caring about the humans, and I'm talking about the Transformers factor of it. We're more focused on the way of living and how planet Cybertron works, how it operates, why these two sides are at war. Like, there's a story in that, you know what I'm saying? And the team from IDW understands that. Same thing with Terminator and the comic books. They understand that the movies should be following the narrative of the resistance leaders and the resistance fighters. They can't find a way to make Terminator innovative and fresh when it comes to movies, but in comic book form, it seems like they're always elevating the wheel and pushing the envelope, because they understand that if we're gonna have time travel in the story, we need to address what's going on in the events in the future. We need to address what's going on in the past. Let alone, we know very little about the past, so I think it's more important to spend time in the past showing what the resistance fighters were all about and how their whole lives have been spent on preparing for this war that they may or may not win, and how to survive it, and how it transcends into the future, because we've already seen the outcome of the future. Judgment Day has happened pre-canon, if you're talking about the movies, but in the comics, it may not have happened. It got delayed. But we never really follow the events that went down in the past with the resistance leaders. And now you're factoring the idea that Autobots and Decepticons may have crossed over into the war that was really mainly focused on the resistance. But maybe they could be allies, or maybe they could be enemies. We don't know, because Transformers can go either way. Autobots are for the good, you know, Decepticons are for the evil. But this time, maybe the shit has gotten so real the Decepticons decided, you know what, we may have to go good on this one, because Skynet is more advanced than we are, and Skynet has been at war, and Skynet is very utilizing and very useful of time travel, and they know how to manipulate time because of the time displacement capsule that was created. The rule was always that once you go through, you can't come back. Once you go through, that's it. And the Transformers understand that they can only become so advanced unless they come across new highly advanced technology. But since they come from an alien planet, alien resources are limited, because you got people stealing the technology trying to further advance what they were created from. But now you have Skynet, who has time and time travel on their side. They're able to just reset whenever they lose and then just start from the beginning and keep doing that until, you know, they've won the battle. And where do the humans fit into all this? The humans are there trying to figure out how to use time in their favor, how to manipulate time in their essence, and how to manipulate time in whatever diffusion or whatever plans that they have. I think this is a very fascinating and a unique crossover to do, man. In fact, it's so good. I've always wanted to see what crossover stories could be like on the big screen, because in comic book form, it brings the imagination to life. It's one thing to read a crossover's tale, but it's one thing to watch visuals from a crossover story. And I have to admit, I've never thought of the idea of this, and I love it, because I love the Terminator franchise and I love the Transformers franchise. I just hate what they've become in the live action film world. Granted, they started out great with Michael Bay in his first three movies, you understand? Then Cameron, obviously, with the first two films being just the gold standard and staple for action sci-fi movie making and furthering advanced technology, if you will. There's still work to be done. I think that they should let them rest. However, if I've learned anything from the genre of sci-fi and, you know, building universes, I believe live action television is the way to go. And who's to say that Transformers versus Terminator could not lend itself to a live action series? That would be fucking balls to the wall amazing. Just thinking about that just blows my mind. I have ideas of what a Transformers versus Terminator series could be. And you can really stretch that out to like 4 or 5 seasons. If you do these as movies, you'll ruin it. But I still love the idea and the thought of them being movies. But I can't wait to read this 4-issue miniseries. This feels like this is a test experiment, but it's a test experiment that I'm willing to give a shot and give a chance, because it's Transformers and it's Terminator. And you got Dark Horse Comics and IDW behind it. They never cease to fail when it comes to big properties and franchise brands. They know how to reinvent and elevate classics from the past while putting new spins on them, but still staying true to the classic mythology of what we know and love, but further expanding it. And that's what this feels like. I do not believe that this will be the end of this 4-issue miniseries arc. I do believe if it does well and it sells well, we will see further advancement of this series crossover moving forward. In fact, I hope that it happens, and I will be purchasing a copy of the Transformers versus Terminator on March 2020. Mark my words, I will be picking that up, because curiosity kills the cat. I'm freaking intrigued. I'm excited about this, and I'm wondering also, with this Transformers versus Terminator crossover, will they address the events from James Cameron's 1984 film? Will any of the movies be canon, or will they retcon everything that came after Michael Bay's 2007 Transformers debut? And will it retcon everything on the Terminator side from James Cameron's 1984 film and James Cameron's 1991's T2 Judgment Day? Will it retcon things after those movies, or will these events in this crossover comic take place before those events? That's another question I have, and that's something to think about, man, because I also believe you have a story before the events of the 2007 Michael Bay's Transformers movie, and I feel like there's a lot of meat and a lot of ingredients to that could be explored before the events of the 1984 James Cameron's Terminator film, showing what happened before the T-800 showed up in the present day of Los Angeles. There's a lot to be explored for the simple fact we're dealing with time and time travel. You can go to other events and other time settings and explore things and explain what was going on, because that was the uniqueness of the movies. We got very little information. We were just thrown into the shit and we were just trying to survive. And we knew just as much as the main characters knew. If we apply that simplicity to this crossover arc, I think we will have something special. But this is brilliant. Putting these two sci-fi properties together blows my freaking mind. I had to speak on this a little bit because I just, you know, stories like this get overlooked. And again, you know, I like to address things that interest me. I won't talk about everything like breaking news, Access Hollywood type stuff. I like to talk about news and pop culture that could be considered underrated or maybe overlooked, or just something that personally interests me. And this right here really, truly interests me. I mean, how could you not be excited about a freaking Transformers versus Terminator and a comic book crossover? That is genius. Man, that is, oh man. And I'm also wondering, what else are we going to learn in this crossover? Because again, is this in the present or is this in the past? Or will the fight end up in the present by starting in the past first, but then working its way to the future, and then things going just haywire? You know what I'm saying? Megatron and Optimus Prime still allies, but in this situation maybe teaming up to, you know, band together to shut down and destroy a group of T-800s and hunt the killers and stuff like that. That's an action adventure in itself. Also, will we see a Sarah Connor or a Kyle Reese in here? Will we see a young up and coming John Connor, or will we see a fully experienced John Connor resistance leader? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot to touch on. Will we see Miles Dyson? How does he fit in this? I'm just spitfiring brainstorming ideas because my brain is just all over the place right now, man. I don't know what this is going to be. I don't know what to expect, but I know I can't wait to read it, and I can't wait to see the outcome of what this is going to be, and if this miniseries is a setup for an even bigger epilogue, because this feels like an epilogue right here, but we may get something bigger to further expand a prologue into an even bigger story. I can't wait, man. I'm a big fan of miniseries, you know, get in, get out, you know, give your ideas, get a feel for what's going on, and then setting up things for an even bigger, expansive story. I think this is great, man. Comic books are the way. And I think fans and audiences have forgotten how prevalent and how dominant and how important comic books are. Because comic books is what expands the imagination and is what furthers the imagination. And this is living proof right here. Somebody in the editing room and at the studio said, what about Transformers versus Terminator? Think about that for a minute. Transformers versus Terminator. What the fuck? Oh my God, let's do it. I have no idea what we're going to do, but let's do it. Let's see what happens. Those are two great properties. Very big in the 80s. Still going, still relevant. Still talked about. Let's do it. Let's do something that we will never see on the big screen, or maybe not. Keep on doing your thing, IDW and Dark Horse. I'm going to be supporting. I can't wait to read this. I really can't. And it makes me want to go back and just revisit the classic Terminator and Transformers mythology. And if you are not kept up in the world of comic books, I also highly recommend that you read the Terminator omnibus books, the Terminator crossovers, some of the Terminator comic books that are going on right now. They're really fire, and they're really play in the sandbox around the timelines of 1984's Terminator and Cameron's T2 Judgment Day from 91. The comic book stories follow around the events around those movies, so it kind of ignores the films that we got later on. And then with Transformers, my God, Transformers is doing so amazing right now with IDW Publishing. They've relaunched the Generation 1 classic sagas. Did like a soft reboot, still continuing from the stuff that we love from 1984 all the way to the early 90s. And put a new twist and new spin on the Generation 1 saga of the Autobots and the Decepticons. And they further expanded it for new readers who had no recognition of the old mythology of Transformers. So you're bringing in new fans, but you still haven't forgot about the Generation 1 fans that were there in the beginning. Transformers from IDW is an absolute must read. I say get them all in hardcover and a trade paperback if you can. Get the old school Marvel Comics run of Transformers. They're really fun and they're cheesy, but they're always exciting and very adventurous and action-packed. And it just dives into the lore of the Autobots and Decepticons. And, you know, Cybertron plays a big character. It feels like a Gears of War story with robots. And it's just fascinating. And I just wish that one day some writer and director out there in Hollywood can bring that movie to big screen, because Transformers has a lot of substance and a lot of narrative to it, but they treat it like a big, dumb, fun action movie, kind of like what Michael Bay did. And I'm grateful for those, because it shows that a Transformers movie can be done. Question is, are they going to execute it like a movie with, you know, class and respect? Because granted, it is based on the Hasbro toy line, but there's a lot of history and a lot of mythology and a lot of characters in there to follow and build and expand upon. And that's what they need to focus on. Same thing goes for Terminator. But that is my thoughts and that is my analysis on this comic book, man. I hope they give us more information. Hopefully another article, more news will come out. But that was just me spitballing my thoughts and my ideas on what this could be and what I want to see and what I expect. Let me know your thoughts on Transformers versus the Terminator, man. I'm really excited about this. Thank you for listening, and thank you for tuning in to Ronan Joe Chronicles. And as always, you can find me on social media on Facebook at Ronan Joe Genji 85. You can find me on Twitter at Ronan Joe Genji 85. You can also find me on Instagram at Ronan Joe Genji. And you can also find me on my second page on Instagram at Ronan Joe Chronicles. And as always, stay tuned for the next one. But for now, it's lights out. Peace, everybody. Have a great one.